You are listening to Concert Blast.
Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Tina Williams from Madison, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Jonathan Williams from Madison, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Eva Pascal from Smithville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, you're listening to Ronnie the Rock and Roll Gano from Clarksville, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Patrick White from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, it's Fly Bride from Clarksville. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Diamond Dave with Traveling Music Television, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, we're Warren, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, and it's looking pretty warm. I see the factory that it worked, silhouetted in the back. The memories are gray, but man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl.
Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and Brian Hasbrook.
We're all sitting here backstage once again, and it's been a while since we've been here, but where are we?
Yeah, we're at the Wild Horse again.
We're in the back room overlooking the Cumberland River in Nashville, Tennessee.
They call it the Riverview Room, and we're back here backstage about to go see one of the favorite bands from the 80s and 90s.
We're talking about Warrant.
But what's so special about tonight?
What's special about tonight is we're going to be able to see Warren back together for many years, and especially with Jenny Lane.
Yeah, man, this is the first show of just a couple dates for them. And then they're going to hook up and tour with Cinderella a little bit later on.
Well, we're excited to see Jenny Lane and Warren all together again, especially out of our hometown here in Nashville, Tennessee, at the
Wild Horse Saloon. Hey, by the way, we got a special guest
here. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this guy drove in, or did you fly in, all the way from Dallas, Texas, they say is the place to be. Who we got here?
Larry Bell.
Good old friend from back in high school days.
Yeah, Larry grew up with us along with Tom, Brian, and I all grew up together. If you guys don't know that, in other words, if you're a new listener, but we all grew up together. Larry's part of it, too.
That's right, absolutely.
But we all hung out together as teenagers, and guess what? We still talk to each other. Can you believe that, MS?
I know, man. I don't know how we could do it, but we do it somehow.
But we're here going to have fun. We're waiting on Warren to come up to the press room.
I know why we're still together. Because we haven't killed each other yet, man.
That's true.
Over the anger part of our youth.
But the night is young.
That is true. That's true. That's right.
Yeah, it's Saturday night and it ain't over yet, man.
So we're standing back here. There's a couple of crews here. It's going to be doing some filming. There's going to be an interview with Warrant, we hope. And as we talk with the guys from Warrant, there's another thing special about tonight, too. We have an opening act that we've never seen before, but we've heard of and we've talked to.
And heard a few of their songs. Of course, we're talking about the Naked Beggars.
The Naked Beggars also include Eric Brittingham of Cinderella playing bass.
And his wife, Inga.
And she's the lead vocalist, so we're going to get to see them for the first time tonight. So that's, you know, we're looking forward to that, too.
Absolutely. We definitely are.
So let's hang out and let's see what comes up with the Warren interview. Warren just walked into the room here at the Wild Horse Saloon, backstage Riverview room, and there's going to be some interviews going on here.
There's going to be a lot of interviews going on.
Some filming, and it's going to be real quick. We don't know what how much time we'll have or anything.
We'll get the best we can out of it.
Well, that's right. We'll get the best we can. Hey, hey guys, how you doing?
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Hey,
you
guys.
Great.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
We're a Concert Blast. We do concert reviews, interviews, and music discussions. It's a podcast on the internet.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah, he's exactly right. Any new projects coming up with you guys?
This is a new project. New old project.
New old project.
Yeah, we just got the original lineup back together, and we're going to go out and tour all summer with Cinderella, and then when we call it quits for the summer, we'll take a little time off and get back in the studio.
Tell us what advice, if you were a new band, knowing what you know now, that what advice you would give a new band starting new?
Just
turn,
say no.
Turn back.
Do something else.
Go to school.
Quick.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, there's no rule book, and you're gonna you almost have to make the mistakes. You almost have to be humiliated and to get the longevity, and you just have to go through it. There's no.
Yeah, and I would
there's
definitely
no playbook, man.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely, you know, say that make sure you love it, because it's really difficult, even if it's your wildest dream, your heart's desire, you love it with your heart and soul, it still gets tough. So if you don't really love it, it's probably not for you.
It's kind of like Las Vegas, too, you know, a little bit of gambling involved.
Oh, a lot of gambling involved.
Roll the dice.
Luck of the draw.
Roll the dice.
Y'all been together for a long time. Now tell me, what's some of your most embarrassing moments on stage?
On stage?
Yeah.
Well, my most embarrassing moments are when I've left the stage accidentally, which is like falling off it, falling through it, falling around it.
Landing on my lap.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was lucky I wasn't impaled by a hi-hat stand that night.
Dude, I know. That was
scary.
It's like, no way. He's alive.
What are you guys most thankful for?
Just to still be doing this all this year. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to make music and get paid for it, man. It's awesome.
My daughter's the band and waking up every day. That's really...
Yeah, I'll double that, definitely.
You'll double that with grill onion.
Family and
daughters.
Yeah, the daughters.
I noticed a couple of you wearing crosses. You got a religious background?
Well, I was raised Catholic, but I kind of, you know, have sought out my own faith. But I definitely believe in a higher power. I don't, you know, some people call it God, some people call it whatever you want to label it. There's something out there, I think, that keeps a watchful eye over things, and I try to keep a relationship with that.
Well, I know we're excited about a show tonight. It's been a long time since we've seen you, and you know y'all in a hurry here, so we definitely appreciate it, too.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you in a bit.
All right.
Well, we just listened to Warren talk to us. What do you think?
Hey, I thought it went well, man. They're all pumped up because this is their first show that they perform in many years together, so we're ready. They sound like they're ready.
They are definitely ready and seem to be glad to have Janie back, and I'm sure not only they are, but there's hundreds of thousands of fans, if not millions, all over the world that's ready too.
You're exactly right, because most fans, you know, they remember Janie, and you know, when you put a new lead singer out there, it's just not always going to be quite the same, and that's where the whole band is pumped up, and you can tell they could really feel a good excitement in the band that Janie is back.
Oh yeah, man. It's good to have the old guys back together. I tell you, man, all the original members doing it all over again.
And I'm so excited that we get to see them the first night of the tour.
That works for me, man.
Absolutely. We're very excited. So they're about to do the meet and greet here, too. So
a lot of fans coming through. They said 95 fans paid extra to meet these guys and have their picture made with them.
Absolutely, because you know what? It's been a while since these guys have been together, so we got some dedicated fans here.
All right, we're going to cut it off now, and you're about to hear the concert start.
I'm ready, man. How about you, Brian?
I'm ready, man. I am.
How about you, Larry?
I'm ready. Let's rock.
Let's rock and roll, baby. Here we go with Warrant.
Well, we're out here in the crowd, Tom, getting ready for Warrant to hit the stage.
You know what? We got all kinds of people all around us. It didn't look like it was that full from upstairs. You come downstairs here, and you know what? It's packed.
Yeah, all the seats are taken. You know, when they have reserved seats like tonight, you can't really tell how crowded it is because people aren't standing up, walking around, crammed into empty spaces.
That's very true. So it is more spread out that way. You know what? They got a really cool-looking stage. They got a big backdrop that says Warren across it. You see, 8 Marshall amps. It's going to be loud, I got a feeling, Mike.
Yeah, I'm afraid I wish I'd brought my earplugs tonight. Hey, Mark Slaughter just walked on stage. Oh, Mike Davis just walked out on stage.
Warren's coming up in 5 minutes. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great time. Rock and roll! Woo! Thank you.
Well, Mike Davis just came out on stage and did an auction with Mark Slaughter of a guitar autographed by several people.
That was everybody that's in the band for Warren is who signed the guitar.
And they said Eric Brenningham, Mark Slaughter signed
Mark Slaughter, he did it right in front of everybody. So I think that is wonderful to get everybody excited, and I'm sure the money's going to a good cause.
Yeah, they got $1,200 on an auction out front here.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. That's a great thing to do.
Mark Slaughter then turned around and said, 5 minutes, Warren will be on the stage to rock. We are ready.
I'm ready. I'm telling you.
I just want to know why you didn't bid $1,500, man.
I could have, huh?
You could have bid it. You just couldn't have paid for it.
You got that right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the Down Boys go.
Go!
Here we go. Warren's about to hit the stage.
Is really filled up too.
It is packed tonight.
Yes.
Well, they're about to start.
Yep, they're ready to jam on.
Everybody's on stage but Janie.
They're ready to go. Everybody but Janie. He'll come out here in a minute. They got their backs to us.
So we just witnessed the Warrant reunion show, the very first show with Janie Lane back at the band.
Janie impressed me. His sound, his quality of vocals were absolutely great. And the band, I tell you what, you seem like they never lost it.
And as you heard the band just come on stage, and if you're a Warrant fan at all, you did know the first song of the night was
Down Boys. Had the energy to keep going.
So that was one thing about tonight is like it was almost like a medley. It was like bam, 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 bam. And then they slowed down in between songs later. But the first 5 songs was like almost like a just hit you in the face with one hit after another. Of course, the second song of the night was also a title of one of their albums.
Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich.
The only thing that's left for me, babe, is for me to own you too. So I say give it. To lead you in this concrete day.
And they didn't stop there. They went right into another one, another song called Bridges Are Burning.
They didn't say anything to the crowd. They kept on going, and the next song they played is
Sure Feels Good to Me. You bring out the worst in me. Every now and then, Janie would stop and talk to the crowd. I remember one point, he saw some kids in the audience. Remember that, Brian?
Oh, yeah, and he says, guys, I'm going to try to control my language a little bit. I ain't going to promise you anything, but I'm going to try to give him my best shot.
He said, if I slip up, I'm sorry.
And that was great that he at least, you know, addressed that, which I thought was very cool.
Then they went right into another song, one of Tom's favorite that he recognized, 32 Pennies. Guitar tech brings an acoustic guitar out on stage. He hands it over to Janie. Stepped up to the microphone.
Couple notes of the guitar, and I knew what the song was going to be.
Not only you knew, but the whole crowd knew. And boy, did they get down on this one. Of course, this song is
Heaven.
Started, everybody in the crowd sang, and we recorded some people in the crowd singing. Listen to these guys sing a song. Now, listen to Tommy and another girl in the crowd sing this song. We don't know who she was, do you?
No, not at all.
That was a harmony, man. I didn't hear that one.
Well,
I was meandering.
You were taking pictures during that song?
Yeah.
He was working.
The harmony was really good all night long.
That's one thing we noticed is the drummer, which is not too often, was singing most of the harmonies with Janie and the rest of the band. And tell you what, he had the high pitches. Sounded great.
And they sounded great on this song, too. Bed of Roses. I'm someone to leave.
So next thing we saw, Joey step up to the microphone. If you really were watching close to the microphone, there was a little tube there, which I thought was really, really cool. And they broke into the next song called
Velvet News. About that is he wore it out in that song. From this point on to the end of the show, Joey showed his talent. I mean, he showed it before, but I mean, he really, really showed off at that time.
He got heated up, and next thing you know, it was lead after lead, and it sounded absolutely fantastic.
I tell you one thing you notice by now. I mean, this is the first show that they played in a long time. What did he say? About 14 years, all of them being back together?
All originals.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't see hardly a stutter or a stammer or looking for the next song. They had that down, man.
You could tell they played together many years ago, and they got it right back.
And they went right back into that fluid show, man.
Janie stepped over to the stage. He looked at Joey, and he says, "Make it rain, baby, make it rain." And they went into the song.
Mr. Rainmaker.
You came along with the pants of blue sky.
There's another time that there's a lot of great harmony in the song.
It really was. I tell you, and that was with most of the band singing that harmony with them.
I mean, it's so long since I've listened to any Warren. I forgot how many acoustic numbers they got. They got a lot of acoustic mixed in with their hard-edged stuff.
Absolutely.
This is when the band stopped, and Janie started talking. He says, "You know what?" He says, "I was leading up to this show tonight." He says, "I was nervous, and I never get nervous." He says, "Unless I have to meet a teacher or at a PTA meeting or something like that. I get nervous then." He said, "But I never get nervous for a show. But tonight, I was nervous."
You could really tell that Janie was so excited about being that front man out on stage with everybody just really going crazy and just gave him an excellent response by far. And Janie, man, I tell you what, you got it, man.
And he also said this next song is the only true song that he ever wrote. He said this song is called
When I Saw Red.
When I saw red, when I opened up the door, I saw red. Heart just spilled onto the floor. And I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours. I saw red and I closed the door. I don't think I'm gonna love you anymore.
Again, the drummer's background vocals on this was just
very good.
Drummers never get the credit they deserve.
Especially this one.
Oh, yeah. Extremely good. Beautiful background vocals.
Was that Stephen Sweet?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes. And the funny thing about it, he said, "This next song I'm about to sing, I like it so well, I wrote it permanently on my arm." And that song is Song and Dance Man.
Open my eyes.
Kenny gave a speech about how they're not going to do any new songs. He says, "What we're going to do is going to be from the first three albums, and you're going to hear them and you're going to know them all." He says, "We're not going to do these songs you never heard of, like Cherry Pie or Heaven or Down Boys."
Absolutely. He said, "You will not hear anything new till after this tour is complete. We're going to go in the studio after we get this tour under our belts."
First, he said, "After this tour is over, I'm retiring."
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's when they announced it. They're going to go in the studio after the tour.
And that's when they broke into the next song, which is Machine Gun.
Masterpiece of grace. An work of art. Who's a quiet taste for the best of
JD straps on another acoustic guitar, and then Joey walked up to an acoustic stand, starts really just playing some nice riffs, and next thing you know, Janie broke into a few chords, and we knew what that song is.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Next thing you know, they're just walking off, and we're going, okay, I guess they're going off the stage. And then Mike said, look over there.
Yeah, listen to what it sounded like when they left the stage. Set with Uncle Tom's Cabin. What was strange is they didn't say goodnight, goodbye, or anything. They just walked off.
Just kind of looked around at each other and just started walking off.
So, it looks like I see them back here behind the amps.
I think so, too. Kind of hiding away. I don't know. I'm getting a little hungry. What are you hungry for?
I can have a slice of cherry pie.
That's what I'm thinking, too. That's all you think's missing. Oh, they're making them work for it. Hey, Katie.
Feels so good to be back, man. I'll tell you, man. It's just, I wish I could tell you exactly how it feels. It's kind of hard. I would imagine it's what it feels like to find out you won the lottery while you're having sex or something like that, you know, but it's pretty good, it's pretty good.
We didn't know that was in the show.
Right.
A lot of other people didn't know. It's like, wait a minute,
where'd they go?
And it's like, should I do an encore yell, or did they go take a drink of something? Did they change instruments? It was really strange.
No good night, no nothing.
But Janie did come back to the stage. He said it's off their very first album, the one that got it all started, a song called Big Talk. He says, good night.
Oh, wait a minute.
And he waited. Listen to this.
I want to say something. What are you, tape recording me for posterity? What's the deal, bro? Oh, okay. Very cool. I have been misquoted. I've been misinterpreted, misconstrued, misdirected. But, you know, a lot of people think that I don't care for this song. I do care for this song. What I was trying to state in that interview was that I didn't want to be defined by it. It is not true. I just said I didn't want to be defined by one song because I write a lot of different kinds of stuff. So let me make this perfectly clear. I love Cherry Pie. I'm very happy that it was written. And I think it's an astounding, wonderful thing that happens when you write a song that stands the test of time and people still want to hear it. It makes me feel really good. So, without further ado, Johnny, run, fill the speaker!
And as you heard him say, the next song,
which is probably their biggest song, Cherry Pie.
Swing it to the drums, swing it to guitar. swinging to the bass in the back of my car. Ain't got money, ain't got no gas, but we get where we're going if we swing real fast. I'll scream, you'll scream, and I'll scream for her. Don't even talk, cause you can't ignore her. She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, oh yeah. She's my cherry pie. Put a smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Looks so good, bring a tear to your eye. Sweet cherry pie, yeah.
What I like when you're talking about all that, his little girl came up on stage, you know, basically said, "Daddy, I gotta go home, go to bed."
Yeah. It's like, this is my goodnight kiss, you know? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was good.
Cutie pie, little blonde haired girl. He said, "That's my daughter," in case you guys didn't know.
The real boss of the family, the real star.
Absolutely. But also, Janie was inviting everybody to, if any way possible, come out and see them on the road. I mean, you could tell they really love Nashville. A great, great night to start off their tour with. You know what time it is? It's the blast scale time. Who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
Okay, take it, man.
Oh, man, there won't be nothing left.
Well, actually, I was a Warren fan. I've seen him once before back when the... Well, I saw them back in the late 90s, and I liked him okay. I mean, I liked him a lot, but tonight I thought was okay. Janie, to me, did a good performance. He was very friendly to the crowd. He got the crowd into the show, and I loved it during Cherry Pie. He walked through the crowd, getting everybody going, pointing at the balconies. He did really good interacting with the crowd. You know what I didn't like? About 7 ticks on my tick chart. In other words, his profanity.
I'm sure there was 7 there, Mike.
What I counted. Now, it could have been more.
He did. And once you start counting, man, you might as well forget about the show, because he can't get back into it, man.
But anyway, I did count about 7 or 8 times that he did use profanity. It wasn't really bad. It wasn't a Vince Neil way. It wasn't a Papa Roach by no means. It was just like conversation. I know he probably didn't know he was saying these words half the time. But I will have to say the band sounded great. The harmonies was superb. Joey Allen on the guitars and Stephen Sweet on the drums, those two to me stood out more than anybody. And Janie did a good job too, don't get me wrong. I have to look now at the overall show. I didn't like the way they left the stage for the encore, because we didn't know they were leaving for the night and wanting an encore yell. That just confused not only me, but everybody there. I do like Down Boys. I loved how they started off with that. I love Cherry Pie and how they ended up with that. And I loved Heaven in the Middle. Those three are my favorite Warren songs. To me, because of the I have to take a point away, I will give it a 7.8 on the blast scale.
Okay, now that the formaldehyde man is done.
Really?
I myself have never seen these guys before, ever. Forgot how many songs I did know. I said, man, I don't know but about 2 songs. I said, I'm really shocked. But I was really impressed. They didn't seem to skip much of a beat. There's little squeaky places. But overall, it was a very fluidly driven show. I mean, they just went from song to song to song. I thought, like I said, Down Boys, that's a great song to start off with, man. That is great. I wasn't expecting that. I expect that to be somewhere in the middle. Matter of fact, I was kind of expecting it to be all wadded up at the end. But I think all in all, they put on a great show. They didn't try to throw out anything brand new that nobody even heard. I think that's always a wise choice if you haven't got new music that's out there available. Pretty much, I think it was a great show. Like I said, I'm a novice Warrant concert goer. I'm going to give it like 8.5 myself, man.
I've seen Warrant twice. I saw him opening up once, and I saw him headline once, and it's been at least 15 years since I saw him, so I was kind of like going, well, you know, it's been a while. The band hasn't been together that much in a while, and I'm going, you know what? I'm really excited about this show, but I had a little bit of hesitation on knowing or not how these guys were going to perform together, because it's been a while. You know what? I was pleasantly surprised. The guys just jumped right into it. Their vocal ability, like Mike says, was absolutely fantastic. The musicianship was great. Janie, I tell you what, he hadn't lost it. He was out there. His voice sounded great. Great energy. He really knows how to work the crowd. They didn't sit there and talk. They just went from one song to the other. Very impressed with that. I was pleased. Yes, this was their first show for many, many years. For not playing together for the 14 years, you know, you got to hand it to them. I thought they did a good job. Very little mess ups whatsoever. The encore type thing, they'll get that down. But I want to see them again. I love to see them with Cinderella, one of our favorite bands. especially my favorite bands. And I'm going to have to give that an 8.6.
Well, you heard the blast scale from all three of us. Hey, Larry's our special guest. You got to tell me exactly what you thought. Just tell me what you thought. A quick thought.
I thought they were real good. I'd give them about an 8.2.
Larry gave him an 8.2. Yeah, and he didn't bore me with his thoughts.
We got to listen to your thoughts.
And so we're here at the Riverview Room backstage at the Wild Horse Saloon, and we're just saying goodnight. We had a good time tonight. It was a rush time. It was a wait time. It was a long wait time. It was a rush time. I mean, our night tonight was just weird.
Yeah, the hurry up and wait thing, and then when we finally did do it, is a shotgun kind of thing.
We're supposed to have been here for an interview at 6:30. It ended up happening about 8:30.
Yeah, 8:45.
Yeah, and then everybody was delayed, but the guys were great, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, and we didn't know the particulars what got them caught up, so it ain't no big deal, man.
No, it really isn't. You know, they can't help it. You know, we have to thank Jennifer for everything she did tonight. She really got everything together, just great for us, and we appreciate it.
And don't forget to send us some emails and let us know what you think. Send us an email and let us know if you're planning on going to see the Warrant Show or the Cinderella Tour with Warrant.
And where would they want to email us at, Mike?
ConcertBlast@gmail.com. So now we're saying goodnight from backstage of the Wild Horse. Don't forget to vote for us on the website, right hand side. There's a vote link. Click it. Send us your comments only if you'd like to, but also remember, vote for us and tell all your friends about us. Spread the word on Concert Blast. Until next time, this is Mike saying goodnight.
And Brian saying goodnight.
And Tom saying goodnight.
And goodnight from
Larry saying goodnight.
Good night, Larry. Have a safe trip back to Dallas, Texas. Until next time, God bless you.
Yoo-hoo!
All right, one more time. Give me heaven.
Heaven isn't too far away. Closer to it every day. Oh, no matter what your friends might say, we'll find a way.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow. How low can you go?